for Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and Bob Stosi and I are back one more time before the start of training camp in late July. And Bob, today for OTAs, we got a nice surprise, the return of number 87 and 33, Rob Gronkowski and Deion Lewis. What'd you see from both of them?
Well, first, Gronk over the weekend tried to alleviate some of the concerns and eliminate a lot of the questions with some comments to the media, but today we had a chance to watch him and Deion Lewis go through the full range of activities with the rest of their teammates. Certainly, there's a long way to go, especially when they put the pads on in training camp, but both very encouraging today. Great to see both of them on the field, and of course, we heard from both afterwards. Hey, it allays a lot of the concerns throughout New England for Patriots fans all over.
And of course, Deion Lewis, after practice, you caught up with him. He spent an extended amount of time with the press, and he didn't seem to me to be held back in any drills. He was about as close to 100% at practice today as he could be. What did he have to say?
One of the things that struck me is he talked about how difficult it was last season not being there for his teammates. He was asked at the time of his injury how it felt, and he said, "I wasn't so much hurt or upset for myself, but I really felt that I wanted to be out there for my teammates."
So a difficult injury to come back from, but he is looking forward, and so are the Patriots, Bob. As we head into training camp, what have you taken away from minicamp and OTAs that you're looking forward to delving more into when we get into camp?
Some interesting competitions certainly beginning to develop, and one for me on offense is up front at the center position. It's been written about quite a bit. We've seen David Andrews and Brian Stork alternating. Andrews got a lot of experience early last season as a rookie free agent. Stork eventually took over, but I think that's a competition worth watching closely in training camp and in the preseason especially.
All right, Bob, what other position groups are you looking at as we head into training camp? How about the secondary?
Well, I think you look at the back end of the defense, Miranda. We know there's been a recent history of undrafted free agents making this team. No better example than Malcolm Butler. Before him, a guy like Justin Green. Two guys to keep an eye on based on what we've seen the last few days, as well as what they came into camp with their measurables. Jonathan Jones out of Auburn, and Cravon LeBlanc out of Florida Atlantic. Two guys with good cover skills out here for what it's worth. Again, when they get the pads on, especially the first 2 weeks of joint practices for this team, assuming they practice against the Saints and as well the Chicago Bears. If indeed they stage practices against those two teams, my eyes will be spent a lot of time focusing on Cravon LeBlanc and Jonathan Jones.
All right, until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Stosi. See you later.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.